The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of August, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with Apple rumors. Yeah, it's kind of one of those news days. But this will make some of you happy that have been missing Touch ID on your new devices. Looks like it's coming back. Though with good news, I bring bad news. It ain't coming back anytime this year. Yes, according to our main man, Ming, over in China, looks like the iPhone that's coming in 2021. Yeah, you heard me correctly. 2021 will have not only Face ID, but Touch ID too. And you might be thinking, well, how are they going to do this? It's a complete screen now. Well, they're going to do what their competitors have been doing. That fingerprint sensor will now live underneath the display, and more than likely will be based on Qualcomm's ultrasonic fingerprint readers. Yes, like the ones that are being used currently on Samsung's Galaxy S10. Now, some people might think, well, what's the point of having both? Well, there is other people, like myself, that says, you don't always want to raise your phone to have to look at it to open the thing, right? Sometimes it's easier just to reach over and say, yeah, there's my finger, now open up. Apple will probably look at it as just giving more security for your device. Regardless, we could sit here and speculate for years, because that's how long it's gonna take for us to even see this thing, if it even comes. With somewhat of iPhone-related news, Fossil. Yeah, they got a new smartwatch out for you, and you can actually take calls from your iPhone with this watch. Just not right now. Yeah, when I get you all excited thinking, wow, I don't need an Apple Watch now. Yeah, you still will, at least for a few months if you want to take phone calls on the thing. Nonetheless, though, Fossil has announced its fifth generation Wear OS, and they're calling it Gen 5. Ooh, how original. Of course, with the Gen 5 now, that means Fossil hasn't given up yet with the smartwatch market, even though they haven't really done much to put a dent in it. That's probably why they're trying to entice people, particularly on iPhones, that, hey, you can take calls with this watch. It's the first one out there for Wear OS. Again, though, not as of launching. Yes, you hear me keep repeating that phrase, not right now? Well, that's because it's coming in the fall. And, of course, that update would be arriving via OTA. Now, with that aside, Fossil is also saying they're focusing on much better battery life. In fact, quite a bit longer battery life. Saying that one charge will actually last you multiple days. We're hearing anywhere from about 3 to 4, depending on your use of the watch, of course. In any case, though, if it sounds enticing to you, yeah, well, it's out as of now. And if you're an Android user, well, pretty much everything works right out of the box for you. Moving over to the U.S. now for our AT&T subscribers. Loving your jams on the go, don't want to pay for it though? Hey, that rhymed, I wasn't even counting on it. Well, you might be able to get that now. With AT&T's unlimited subscribers, you can get free Spotify. Yes, I'm talking about premium Spotify, not the free one you get already. Unfortunately though, you won't get it continuously free. No, it's only going to be free for 6 months. Actually, when this was announced yesterday, AT&T said, hey look, free premium Spotify. No one said anything about the disclaimer in very tiny print that it only last 6 months. Now AT&T's bringing that more to the forefront so everybody knows, hey, it's only half a year. This is all part of AT&T Select, one of two free add-ons. And yes, a lot of those times, those free add-ons, they last the life of your subscription. Not this one, though. Now, the offer will be available for new and current AT&T Unlimited and more subscribers, but it's best you check with your local carrier for all your details and all your little things regarding your account right now. Again, that all has to do with that little teeny tiny small print that, you know, we can't even read anymore because it's that damn small. And finally, well, we started out with Apple. We're going to end on Apple, and we're going to talk about Siri. You might remember in last week's show, we were talking about, hey, Siri is just as bad as those other people out there that listen in on our conversations. Well, apparently Apple took note of this and noticed that people weren't too damn happy about that, being the fact that they tout all the time, privacy, 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 we care about your privacy. Well, it seems as of now, Apple's asked their Apple contractors to stop listening to your Siri recordings. Yeah, that's correct. No more listening in on your boom chicka wah wah. At least for now. Yes, you heard me correctly. This seems to be only temporary, though Apple didn't say how temporary it's going to be. And from this, it looks like Apple might go back to the drawing board to see how well they can improve Siri without intruding on our lives. Though that may prove to be difficult. My advice is enjoy it while it lasts, because gosh knows it ain't going to. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out all of our wonderful podcasts and get subscribed to them by going to BritishTechNetwork.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our British Tech community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so come today. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.